Haines residents impacted by last December's deadly storms will have the opportunity to finally get rid of household debris for free. First, residents must submit a disaster debris removal assessment survey, which is due by Thursday, August 19th. The Haines Long-Term Recovery Group will work with each qualified household to help with demolition, transportation, and disposal of debris, says coordinator Sylvia Hines.
If you have disaster-related construction debris, you're eligible, but you need to work with us. We may need to do site visits to confirm and have documentation for FEMA reimbursement.
The survey is located online at HainesAK.com/long-term assistance. Debris removal will take place Friday, August 20th through Saturday, September 18th. The Haines Borough is funding the debris removal project up to $110,000, and it will be reimbursed by FEMA. Debris includes construction materials from homes or outbuildings. Again, Sylvia Hines.
So lumber, timbers, windows, doors, sheetrock, other wall coverings, insulation, roofing, carpeting, flooring, those are all common items that we expect to see.
Appliances are eligible, but refrigerators must be drained of coolant. But the program won't cover everything. The disposal event does not include vehicles destroyed by the storms, and hazardous chemicals must be removed through proper hazardous waste disposal.
So what we cannot take is hazardous material. That includes liquid paints, fluorescent light bulbs, most electronics, cell phones, any lead, asbestos, etc. is not eligible for this project.
Natural debris like downed trees won't be included in this phase of the cleanup effort either. Hines says that's outside the scope of the project and will come later. Haines has a privately run dump, Community Waste Solutions, and so far the cost of debris removal has been prohibitive. Hines says some households were quoted up to $30,000 for debris removal. Management did not respond to a request for comment by airtime. Hines says they recognize demolition will also be labor-intensive, and they're looking for more support and resources in and outside of Haines, including volunteer organizations.
So our initial assessment is we have 4 destroyed housing units that need a full demolition. We have another housing unit that needs to be completely stripped to the studs. We have 16 homes with demolition needs from flood damage and slide damage.
Hines says their case management team has been working with 125 households. That's about 10% of the Haines population that was impacted by the December storms. 75 cases are still open, and the long-term recovery group is coordinating support with rent and mortgage assistance, utility bills, food assistance, mental health resources, and helping those displaced find permanent housing. The recovery process will take time, but Hines says storm debris removal is a big step forward in the road to rebuilding. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.